Hello, I'm Chris from Minnesota Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. To begin the survey, what state do you reside in?
Minnesota.
Thank you very much. And what is your zip code?
55104.
Thank you. Now, what is the year of your birth?
1961.
Thank you. Now, for statistical purposes, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, or mixed black, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African-American.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you very much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Probably more towards the Republicans.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And would that be very dissatisfied or just somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
Things are will get worse.
And is that somewhat worse or much worse?
Much worse.
Thank you. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Is it the rising cost of living, affordable quality health care, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and expanding voting rights, reproductive or maternal health, climate change and the environment, access to good jobs, access to quality education, public safety including gun violence, criminal justice and police reform, affordable quality housing, or none of the above?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many good ones. Let's go with the top three that you read.
A rising cost of living, affordable quality health care, and reducing racism and discrimination?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that would make you feel safest. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Increased gun control statewide. Decreased police.
How many am I choosing this time? Three?
Three. Up to three. Yeah.
You know, it's too bad you're not doing this, like, online, because then I could see, because they're all really good choices. But uh-huh. Because I'm not writing them down, I'm forgetting them.
Oh, don't worry. Just the first ones that pop into your mind, and I will be matching it up with what we have here. And
okay. Can you start from the beginning on that question again? Sorry.
Yes. What initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest. More
okay.
employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Increased gun control statewide. Decreased police presence. Increased police presence. Increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Community-led violence prevention initiatives?
That one, that would be one. So that one and the first one, those are my two.
Mm-hmm.
And then keep going.
The other ones that we have is alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, increased gun control statewide. Decreased.
Okay, I would say the one you just read, mental alternative to policing by using mental health.
Thank you very much. Now, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. Neighborhood watch initiatives, support for victims of crime, emergency response services, law enforcement programs, gun control measures, rehabilitation.
That would be that one and the first one so far.
First one, okay. And then we have rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, drug and substance abuse.
Yes,
prevention.
Rehabilitation.
Okay, thank you. And the next one that we had is juvenile justice programs, mental health support services, and community engagement and cooperation.
I would say mental health services.
Okay, thank you. Since we have up to three, which one would you like to remove? Because you told me neighborhood watch initiatives, gun control.
Yeah, let's take that. We'll take that one away.
Okay, thank you. Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe would work in your community? Once again, please select up the three initiatives that you believe would work best in your community.
And how long is this survey?
We're halfway there, but these questions
we're halfway.
Go past. Yeah.
We're only halfway there? Oh, boy.
The next few questions are going to go fast, I promise.
Okay.
Now, the first one is a culturally specific community healing practices. Increasing civilians' oversight of police and other public safety programs, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations.
Okay, let's go with number one so far, the first one you read. Keep going.
Thank you. The next one is using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, diversifying police ranks, or funding
okay.
to support.
Okay. I would say using mental health workers was that one,
okay.
the one you just read.
And the last one that we had was funding to support families of victims of community and police violence.
Yes, and that one. Those are my three.
Thank you very much. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Now, what aspects of the K-12 education do you believe are working well in your community?
None of them. K-12 is not working, but go ahead.
We do have a list. I don't know if you want to keep none of the above because we do have that option.
Okay, well, let's hear them.
Okay. Now, once again, please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. Robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, diversity of teachers, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, access to technology, school safety and security, parental involvement and support, a diverse range of free and or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, special education programs, quality of teachers, Black-centered curriculum, and access to educational resources.
I would say to access to technology, and that's about the only thing that's working.
Let me see if it can. Okay, it let me through. Thank you very much. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental health and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community. Do you
agree?
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, which initiative or programs do you think would be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Please select up to three most helpful. school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Access
yes,
to quality.
Yes, that would be one. Go ahead.
Access to quality after-school programs.
That would be two.
Mentorship programs. Promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Access
yep.
to culture.
And number three. I like that one.
The last three were access to culturally affirming curriculum, walk-in counseling centers at school, and suicide prevention intervention programs. I'm sorry. Would you
okay.
like to change your three? Or
no, I think I'll stick with my three.
Thank you. Now, here is a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harms, and wrongdoings that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than mm-hmm. solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools?
I support it.
And do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, school resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. And do you support and oppose allowing school resources officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint or such as chokeholds on students?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than other students of other races.
Strongly agree.
Now, which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to two options that would help the most. Ability to build an investment portfolio, more opportunity to promotion and raises, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals.
Yes. Help one. That would be number one.
Thank you. Help starting.
The first one would be number two.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Then we have help starting or maintaining a business, debt reduction, help acquiring valuable job skills, and support building a strong professional network.
Mm-hmm. I think go back to three. Go backwards.
Debt reduction?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Oh, for this one, we just have to. It didn't let me through. I'm sorry. So we have ability to build an investment portfolio, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, and debt
yes.
reduction. Which one would you like to remove?
The first one that you read when
okay.
you started reading.
Thank you. Now, which of the following would be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Once again, please select up to two options that would help the most. Now, mm-hmm. subsidized public transportation, increased statewide subsidized housing.
Oh, subsidized. Okay.
The first one too. Subsidized public transportation, increased
mm-hmm.
statewide subsidized housing, increased food assistance programs,
increase what? Can you read the last one?
Increased food assistance programs.
What kind of programs?
Assistance. Food assistance.
Oh, food assistance. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Increased home ownership programs.
Yes.
University.
Number one. Home ownership.
Thank
okay.
you. Universal health care.
Yes.
Increased,
number two.
Increased. Okay, then that's fine. So that we have the number two. Would you like to hear the
Yeah,
the
keep
rest?
Keep going. Keep going in case I want to
okay.
change.
increased rental assistance programs, increased income-based housing programs, and universal basic income.
Okay, no, I'll stick with my two.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Please select up to three traits that are most important to you.
Okay.
Walkability, access to good schools, safe and secure surroundings, affordable housing options, friendly and supportive neighbors, access to parks or natural spaces, employment opportunities nearby, neighbors who look like me, convenient public transportation options.
Is that all three? Okay, neighbors who look like me, employment opportunities, and, oh, you said another one. Employment.
Walkability, access to good schools.
Access to good schools.
Okay, thank you. And oh, with this, we're almost there. We're at 74% already, but we're almost done, I promise. Now,
okay.
Which of the following initiatives do you believe would be the most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to two most helpful initiatives. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, teaching people about home ownership.
Building
more middle and low income housing. Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. Or making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities.
How many am I picking? Three?
Two.
Let's go with the last one.
Making houses more affordable, efficient to save on utilities, and teaching people about a home ownership.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And now we reach the statistical questions, finally. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Two.
And how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Thank you. And were you born in the United States or another country?
Yep, born in the U.S.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Yeah, they were born in the U.S. as well.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020, probably independent.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Urban.
And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
110.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. We really appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye.
You have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you.